works better.
Well, here I am. Welcome to the Red Pill. Oh, I don't have my glasses. Hold on. It's a Sunday. Hopefully we're not going to be upside down this week. I'm putting the camera in a different way. Hold on, move the other way. Oh, you're on the volume, see? Okay, we need. All right, here we are. Sorry about that. It's Sunday. We're all a little, I think even the tripod is a little fucked up right now, but I don't care. It's Sunday. We're chilling here at the studios. Me and Kev.
Yeah, Dave.
Ready to talk about all kinds of fun stuff on a beautiful Sunday here. And I can't hear myself. Well, now I can. Ooh. All right. Hey, guys. Peace.
Check.
Check, check, check. Give them the intro, Kevin.
What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into Truth is Scary's The Red Pill Podcast. I'm Kevin Sabo with Kev Rock Entertainment here with Joseph Peterson of TruthIsScary.com. And there's a whole lot to get to today, so I'll let you kick it off, brother.
All right. All right. Hey. All right. So today, Sunday afternoon. It's been a Thanksgiving is over.
Yep.
You know, I celebrated my birthday last week.
You got my birthday text, right?
Yeah, I got your birthday text. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was a very busy week. I also buried my grandfather.
Right.
My 103-year-old grandfather. He lived to 103 years old. You know, he's pure English. And his family came over on the Mayflower, the whole deal. So anyway, he finally died. It was a very sad but bittersweet occasion. They actually held it on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
They held the wake. Not a wake. We didn't even do a wake. We cremated him.
Yeah.
But we held a memorial service on my birthday. I spoke. You did? Yeah, me and my cousins put it together, you know, along with my uncle. And it was very draining, but it was a good thing to do. I felt very fulfilled by doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to do. I was there when he died. I mean, I was there, like, in the room when he died, passed away. So, you know, it was a new experience for me. I'd never done that before. I'd never put together a memorial service. Yeah. I'd never been in the room when somebody died. I'm over 50. You know, people have died. A lot of people have died in my life. But, so that was a new experience for me. And on the same day, I was watching the news. Same day as my birthday.
Oh, that was the same day?
On my birthday, yeah, November 24th. They, Turkey shot down a Russian airplane.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I didn't realize that all went down at the same time.
Yeah, it went down on my birthday. So what a better day to celebrate. What a better day to start World War III than on my birthday.
What a fucking time for a podcast, man.
Right.
Really.
And then, of course, we had Thanksgiving, celebration of the massacre.
Right.
Where you massacre a turkey and eat it. And you know, maybe that's it. Maybe they massacre the turkey in remembrance of them massacring the Indians.
Yeah.
And like I said before, unfortunately, I believe, I can't prove this, and I hope I never do prove it, my family probably was involved in all that way back
could
in the day.
Could be.
But I say one out of two, at least we didn't have slaves.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing. I just really started to think about that. This Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, that's fucking nasty.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
it really
my
is.
My family, I would think that they, you know, it's one thing they helped settle this country and that's a good thing, but it's another thing the way they did it. You know, and again, I can't prove the exact members of my family slaughtered people, but they were around at that time. They were in the area that it happened. They were pilgrims. It's documented in my ancestry, so.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Well.
Robin, now, I'm like you, man. I can't help but think about the true root of where a holiday celebration comes from, and everyone else is just commercialized and happy as shit that, you know, they're going to be getting savings the next day, fucking Black Friday, get together, get a big turkey. I can't help but sometimes I just sit there, I'm like, yeah, but think about what this actually is. It's like, no, it's not that now. Now
no,
it's just, it's just whatever the fuck it says on TV and in the greeting cards.
And you don't learn that as a little kid, you know, what they really did to the Native Americans.
You sort of like have to in school. Like they give you a little
It was wars, though. They fought each other.
Yeah.
You know? They were hostile, you know.
Right.
Oh, sure they're hostile. You're taking over their freaking land.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Of course they're going to be hostile. But apparently there was a time when there were good relations between them. You know, like trade relations, and they didn't really kill each other that much. And then once the chief who did all that died, the guy who kept the good relations. It's like the white people's ass creep. Yeah. That was it. That was it. And that's when they did that. So, hey, anyway, that's history, another part of fake history. There'll be another part of fake history that they're doing right now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're making some fake history right now.
Some history in the making right here. This is fucking nuts, man. Yeah. It's really coming down to it. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I probably said before, but, you know, for me, when I first started researching, you know, the agendas that are setting all this in motion, you know, the World War III, they've wanted a third World War for so long, and I always just kind of hope, like, hopefully this just keeps getting pushed off. Hopefully this agenda just keeps getting pushed off. It keeps getting dragged along, but things really sped up over the past couple of years, and now like 2015 has been nuts.
I mean
they're really trying to put this all in effect, like it seems like all at the same time now. They're trying to hit us with everything they got.
Listen, they are hitting us with everything. I knew that would happen too. Yeah.
I really thought that. I mean, you had more information, honestly, from the inside that I didn't. You know, just from doing. You know, you had information.
Well, I've interviewed a lot of these people. I've met them. I've hung out with them.
That's more than anything you'll get just from doing your own research, obviously. But I really thought that it would stay at a gradual pace, the totalitarian tiptoe, as they say. You know, keeping it slow so that the public doesn't freak out. But like you said, it was really around 2012 that this really started to speed up.
Right.
It wasn't going to keep going at this slow moving pace. Little by little, we'll fucking take control of the globe. They're like, we're getting fucking tired of this. Let's do this. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was all set. You know, this has been set forth for a long, 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 long time to consolidate the world governments into one, to have a World War III. You know, they've been making this, they made this plan a while ago.
Yeah.
And now it's finally coming to fruition. And each war had a purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It had a step. Each war had a purpose to get them further along to this agenda.
Yeah, it's all about changing post-World War society.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I watched an interesting documentary last night, which I'd seen before, but I hadn't seen it in a while, so I want to refresh myself. It's called The Wake-Up Call.
Okay.
And what The Wake-Up Call does, it goes from start to finish, literally, from the Revolution all the way up, and how all wars were what they were really for, and how it goes through the financial system, how every economic collapse was engineered by the bankers, and pretty much sets forth who really is behind all this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And really, if you break it down, you can give them a funny little name all you want. It gives the levels of masonry, the whole deal. You can give them the name like the Illuminati all you want. It really comes down to the bankers.
Yeah.
It really comes down to the bankers.
Yeah, the Rothschilds and all these guys.
The 13
right?
families of bankers. And they named them, you know, and it's the same ones now.
Yeah.
Because they can print the money. And you can say, oh, well, it's the Bilderbergs and all that. Yes, it's the Bilderbergs, which is a group of bankers, politicians, et cetera, people in high power. But the force behind those is the bankers.
Yeah.
And it has to be because they have all the money. So, guys, if you can find The Wake-Up Call out there, check it out. It's definitely a good documentary to watch. It goes from start to finish. But that's where we're at right now. We're at the part where they're ready to go for World War III. You know, and that is the capper.
Yeah.
To bring in the new world order. Because the way it would work is the world would be so devastated by this war that we will have no choice but to unite under one government. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And then there's always the extraterrestrial factor. Dude.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on that. That's coming because I don't know if you've seen, and they always plant seeds first. And check this out. I posted it on, I think, the Facebook. I don't know that I did it on the actual site. Pepsi just put out.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. I was hoping
that's what
you were.
You saw
the
Black Knight Pepsi.
What the fuck, man?
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, about a couple months ago, NATO, the UN, put out another video about tolerance, and it was about accepting an alien child. Like, it was about racism and tolerism, but they turned it around as if an alien child had to be assimilated into our society.
Right.
So, I mean, these are two major companies, right? Pepsi, we know.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't even know what their symbol really is, the eye. It just deformed a little.
Mm-hmm.
But Pepsi and the United Nations putting out two videos like that for commercial release public, basically saying, right, they're coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much. I mean, the dialogue on that Pepsi one was pretty in depth for fucking. You could say, oh, it's just marketing. It's just cool. Like, no, fuck, it's not. It was like that was like some in depth dialogue in that. It's just fucking Pepsi. Just fucking drink it and shut the fuck up. There's no reason for all that unless there's some kind of message behind it.
Right. Right, right. So the war apparently will be the unifying factor that'll make them come. This is the plan. I mean, this is, you know, who knows, dude? I don't fucking know. The alien part, to me, has always been the missing link.
Yeah.
It's very easy for me to wrap my head around wars, economics, because it's numbers. You know, you can see it's very simple. The guys who print the money have all the power. How hard is that to figure out? You watch The Wizard of Oz, a children's movie. Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The sayings have been around. He who has the golden rule is really he who has the gold makes the rules.
Yeah.
So, you know, the people who rule the world are the people who print the money and people who make the money. Bottom line.
Yeah.
That's it. So it's not hard to figure out.
No, it's just common sense. Like, you happen to think that maybe the most wealthy people on the fucking planet could be the ones that have the most power? Like, for Christ's sake, I mean, how hard is that to figure out?
Right. But the problem is people think that they're nice. But people don't get to be the wealthiest and the richest and get in nice people and they have everybody's interests at heart.
No.
The reason they want to be in this powder is because they're greedy fucking psychopaths and they have no conscience and no care for humanity. All they care about is making that money and being in the power.
Obviously. They don't care how many people have to die in order to keep that power. Right. And extend it, of course, which is what's happening now.
Right. And the interesting part about that documentary was everything they did, the wars, the depression, the economic collapses. There are collapses that happened that we probably don't even know about. There was one in 1907. Then there was the major Great Depression, and then there was another one after that. Every little economic collapse they have is meant to take wealth away from another sector of the public and put it into their hands.
Right, of course.
Like all the economic collapses were meant to close down smaller banks. It was really, really interesting to show how they really took control of the banking system. Because there used to be smaller banks, independent banks, who weren't controlled by the central bank. But every time they would create a false economic collapse, they would buy up all these small banks because they would be going broke otherwise, and then we could get control. And you see how they did it. They even did this in the 90s when Bank of America became a national bank. I don't know if you know, I lived in California. Bank of America was huge in California.
Yeah.
They were never out here.
They weren't at that time?
No, there was no Bank of America's out here for a long. There was no Chase here. It was a West Coast type of bank. It moved to become national somewhere in the 90s. Yeah, 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was because of an economic collapse where they were able to go in and buy up all these small banks. And then they did it again in 2008 when they created that big one.
Yeah.
But yeah, they went in and they bought up all these small banks. I think it was early 2000 when it happened. Remember, there was Washington Mutual. There was all these little small banks, and B of A and Chase and Citibank came in and gobbled them all up. And that's what you see is the majority of banks around now, and they're national now.
Yeah.
So they do this, and so now they're at the point where they're ready to pull the trigger on the war, no matter what they say. They're trying to stop it. Blah 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 blah. You and I have been talking about this for weeks, how what's going on in Syria is the perfect stew for a war.
Couldn't be more perfect.
So now they've just lit the fire. Now the stew is cooking.
Yeah.
You know, they were just throwing the ingredients in. They needed China as the last ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. They got it in. Here's the flame. Boom. Shoot down the plane.
Yeah. But it's also an obvious statement to show you what's really going on. Like, why the fuck would Turkey shoot down one of Russia's planes?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And now it's coming out that Turkey's been like really supporting ISIS more than anybody thought.
Yeah.
You know, and Turkey's our ally. So who do we have to side with?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the obvious. And, of course, Russia and China are allies. So who's going to side? I mean, the sides are being drawn right now. And with this big terrorist attack in France, in Paris, they have this summit coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
This week coming up. Remember the one we've been talking about, right? Where they're going to legalize the Agenda 2030, right? Yeah. Legalize chemtrails, and the real ID is going to become worldwide. Oh, I'll talk to you about the real ID. I had a little experience with that.
Sounds great.
Because it was my birthday, I had to renew my license.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, now they give you two options, but I'll talk about that after.
Oh, I hear that. Well, go ahead.
I'll talk about that. But anyway, so there's this big economic summit next week. Not economic, it's just a UN summit.
Yeah.
Every fucking world leader is going to be there. Every single one. 60 big, giant world leaders in that one city that just had a giant terror attack. So the security's on lockdown, so this way they keep the protesters out. Anybody like me or you, like my buddy Michael Murphy, was going to go over there and raise some hell and cause some shit. He's not going because the terror attacks, coincidentally happening 2 weeks before the summit, has created a state where they can and they have an excuse to lock it down. Now they can be completely secure. Now that doesn't say they may not pull off a false flag just to really lock it in. Imagine a false flag or imagine a terror attack at the site where every fucking world leader is.
You never know, man. They could go all out at this point.
Yeah, they could. But I don't know that they will. But the fact that they were able to put Paris on lockdown.
Yeah.
So now they won't have to deal with all the nasty protesters and people who might not want this thing to go off or who might want to voice their opinion against the geoengineering. But also what they were saying today is that because of the terror attacks, the meeting may take a different tone because of what's going on, the war, the, you know, the shooting between Turkey and Russia.
Yeah.
The climate may have to take a little bit of a back seat for now. So that could be a good thing.
Yeah.
Because apparently Turkey has requested a meeting with Putin.
Yeah. Well, they requested an emergency meeting.
Yeah, and he hasn't responded yet.
Oh, shit.
So they don't know if he's going to take it or not.
That dude's a bad motherfucker. That
he's
Putin,
a kick-ass motherfucker. You knew when they put him back in power. Because he scammed his way back into power. You know that, right? He was out of power for a few years. There was this other guy in there who was weak.
Yeah.
He was one of his buddies. He was still pulling his strings. But yeah, he scammed his way back into power, made him change the law so he could go back into the elections because he had served his terms. Yeah. It would be like Obama waiting 4 years. Saying, oh, look how bad they fucked up. Let me come back.
Yeah.
I knew when they put him in that some shit was going to go down. Because he is a hard-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, and him and Obama met a few times.
And they didn't like each other.
Yeah, they're not really seeing eye to eye. Huh?
Putin was better with us, with Bush and the Republicans in there.
Yeah, what's the deal with speaking of which, did you see that picture of Obama and Putin speaking? And Putin, he's grabbing Obama's tie.
Yeah.
And like, he's like pulling him closer getting real with him. I'm like, yo.
They don't like each other,
no
dude.
Shit. I'm like, yo.
They do not. They don't respect Obama. Most world leaders don't respect Obama.
Yeah.
They know he's a puppet. They know he's weak. He's fucking weak in that he is a puppet of the bankers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very obvious that his decisions, this whole TPP, all the things that he tries to push through, gun control, these guys are not stupid. Putin has basically said, I don't want any part of the New World Order. You know what I mean? He's playing the part of the spoiler, which is his role.
Right. It's his
role. There has to be the spoiler. Yeah, there has to be a spoiler.
Yeah, people don't see that. Because of, because of that, people are saying, like, look at this. Putin could be kind of in our favor. He could help us here. Like, he's destroying the New World Order. Like, he's the only fair one. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, he's his role. He's playing his role. Of course he's the only fair one. He's playing his role. But in the end, there will be a New World Order, believe me.
Of course. Yeah. No one world leader is going to put a stop to that with a few fair moves and maybe a few not so fair moves, but you know, a few moves that the public could be in favor in. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's still all going down. No one's gonna fucking overrule this agenda single-handedly.
No one country will be able to do it.
No.
Right. And the good thing is that there will be some countries that won't go along with it, but they're not gonna let the big dogs out of the
dogs are in. That's always been the deal.
You know, and you could watch Star Wars and see how they're gonna do it. They're gonna get the big dogs first, and then they're just gonna go in and massacre the separatists, as they're called, the separate countries that don't want a part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch Star Wars, there was the Empire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had almost all the countries into the Empire except what they called the Separatists. And they sent fucking Anakin over to kill all the Separatists.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? And that's what he did, right? So, you know, that was the deal. And you'll see that happening. I mean, he mapped it out. I'm very curious to see what they're putting out in this new Star Wars, Because first of all, J.J. Abrams is way on the tip of what's going on. And he's putting shit out there. If you saw his series Revolution, he's got stuff. He's been putting shit out there. Mm-hmm. And if you see all the posters for the new movie.
The Force Awakens.
Force Awakens. They're all one-eye posters.
Yep.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Every fucking one of them have the one eye.
Yep.
Well, they're covering it with the saber. They're covering with their hand or their cloak covers it. It's one eye. Every fucking one.
Yeah.
So that tells you that this is a big time agenda movie.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Illuminati agenda.
Absolutely.
Movie.
And it couldn't be a more perfect time for
right.
one.
Right. Right. And if you watch the old Star Wars, it tells you how they put the Empire into place.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so here we're getting into the Star Wars after the Empire's already been defeated and they're trying to make a comeback.
Yeah.
And here it is again, you know, and they're going to, right, this is it. They're going to show you some shit. You know, I don't watch many movies. I really don't. I know you're more of a movie guy than me.
Yeah.
I do when I catch them. I wait till they come on fucking Netflix, you know, yeah. And if it's something I really, really want to see, I will go to the theater to see it. Or I'll rent a DVD, whatever. I prefer to watch at home.
Yeah.
You know, I make it smoke fucking weed and eat and do whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can sit around. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's something I really want. I will see The Force Awakens.
Oh, hell yeah.
In
theaters?
The theater. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Like,
I'll go at a matinee or something.
It's interesting when you start seeing the world a different way. You start seeing the world for what it really is. It's interesting, at least for me, I go back and watch certain things.
Yeah, where you get clues.
Yeah, to where when I was a kid, it was just like, oh, look at this shit. Lightsabers. That's fucking cool. And then I'm like, wait a minute. What about fucking Revenge of the Sith? Holy shit, yeah. Look at this. Like, look at what they're trying to say. It was like, it really makes it a hell of a lot more exciting and a lot
more
real.
Dude, I saw something on fucking Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking
the
about?
The Towers.
The second one?
Yeah, dude. That was like, okay, man. He did. He really did.
Yeah.
But that shows that Zemeckis is in on it. And it's just like Matt Groening from The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, yeah.
He's in on it. And Seth MacFarlane is in on it. You know what I mean? Just the fact that he put that in there and knew about it,
yeah,
is telling that because that was really part of the plot.
Yeah,
you know, the Twin Pines, and then it became the Lone Pine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, you know, that really was, you know, you could really say it was a hint.
Yeah, no, it was. It took me a while to get that.
But I just saw that recently, dude. Yeah. It really was like, wow, even this, wow, interesting. So I do that too. I look back and see what kind of things and, you know, are they trying to throw into the movies and even TV shows that I've heard about. I'll get on DVD and watch them.
I mean, when you look at Star Wars and you look at what it represents and what it's trying to tell you, and it, honestly, even though what's going on in the world and has been going on in the world with them trying to take more control than they need, I mean, it's horrific, but at the same time, like, it's a fantastic story.
Well,
like,
the way
they've taken over humanity, like, it's
and
an
the
awful
way they
story.
Did it.
It's an awful story, but it's a fantastic story. It's a strategic story. I mean, these are like evil geniuses. I mean, and you can't help but be intrigued by it. Not to say, obviously, you're fucking happy with it, but, you know, to see the way it unfolds and to see the way Star Wars and these movies and everything are represented.
And how everything is intertwined.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that takes a lot of fucking planning.
Yeah.
And I've always said that. I don't like these guys. I don't like what they're doing only because they're doing it to me.
Yeah.
And the rest of humanity. I do care about this planet, and I do care about the rest of the people on here, and I just feel like, how the fuck, man? I wish I did it, you know?
Yeah. What, instead of a microchip, everybody gets a fucking joint?
Yeah. I put it in the weed or something, but yeah. No, I mean, it's just like, yeah, I do admire, and I look at it the same way. Like, I saw David Icke did a thing. Just think of it as you're watching a fucking movie.
Yeah.
You're watching a movie right now called World War III.
Yes.
Because when you really get down to it, yes, it will affect your life, probably in some economic way and in a way of your freedom and your security.
Yeah.
But there's not much of a chance you're going to get blown up unless you live in a major city, okay? So living here in the suburbs, I don't think. Now, I could be wrong.
I hope
there's
not.
A lot of it. You may see martial law. But again, they saw that in World War II.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I'm saying?
That's the whole thing. I'm trying to understand. When you look at World War II, I mean, all our relatives survived it. I mean,
right.
Will it be any similar to as similar to just the way that we could survive a world war again?
Unless they start hitting nukes.
Yeah, that's well, that's the big fear. I mean, you talk about World War III. That's the conclusions people jump to. That Russia and America were going to fucking just blow up the planet.
Right. Yeah. But then what good would be the fucking New World Order? They got nothing to World Order.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, nukes are a threat, and that's how they keep everybody afraid. But realistically, is if they really went bombs away, there would be no planet.
Yeah.
There'd be no people left to rule.
Yeah, you can't just go completely all out. Like, there's still a great amount of, there's a great deal of strategy here. They know exactly what the
But
the
they will is. Take it to the brink.
Yeah, as far as they can.
Yeah, they will take it to the brink, and that's what it's going to take to push through what they want, you know? But, yeah, I doubt. But, again, so we have to look at it that way, really, from you and me, where we live, where we, the way we live. I don't know that we're going to get shot in the head with a bullet. I don't know that our houses are going to get blown up by a bomb. I don't think so.
Yeah.
We will be affected by it, obviously. In the same way our parents, or my parents at least, were affected by World War II.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe a little more extreme, because now they have more technology to be able to watch you and secure you and surveil you and things that weren't a crime. But they were arresting people for speaking out against the government back then. Remember the whole communist thing where they were, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, this wouldn't be the first time they went after alternative, let's say, media, people who spoke out against the government.
Yeah, they're doing that a lot in Europe right now.
In France, in Paris, they're shutting down alternative websites. Yeah, call them extremists. That's as extremists now.
They arrested like an 80-year-old woman, right, that said the Holocaust never happened or something like that?
Yeah,
she's fucking in jail. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. If we're so fucking.
But but the way it goes is you got to watch what happens in Europe first because it's headed over here.
Right.
That's the testing ground.
Yeah.
Trust me.
But if we're so fucking crazy, why doesn't society just let people like this be fucking crazy and fucking serve as an example of how you don't want to fucking end up? No, we got to fucking lock them up. Like, if there's no fucking validity to it, why are you fucking
that
locking people up?
That doesn't fit with the agenda.
No. Nope.
Everybody has to be the same on the same page, mm-hmm. their page. Okay, and we're not on the same page. We have to get on a different page or get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. You see the consequences of being an individual.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Individuality. They're trying to turn the Borg, you know? Yeah.
That's a line from Ants.
Yeah, they're trying to turn this to the Borg or Ants. Ants is a great one to watch.
Yeah, really. Like I was saying, like with the Star Wars, man, I saw that movie once when I was a little kid. I just went back and watched it recently, and I'm like, this is fucking brilliant. Like that's like the best fucking Pixar movie I ever saw. I was like, damn.
But the thing with any of those movies is they always give you the hope that in the end, the little guy is going to rise up and beat the big guy, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if there's any chance of that.
Has it ever happened in reality?
I mean, I mean, what are you saying? We're all fucked here?
Well, in reality, okay? You can see it happening in sports, right? Yeah. You can see it happening in the movies and all that because they write it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, you see the Cinderella story, last minute comeback, the underdog makes it. But in real world politics, has the little guy ever beaten the big guy? In the real world?
No.
And since you've been alive?
No, not since I've
been alive. You could read David and Goliath in the Bible. You could read stories about it. But in your experience,
not in my
has
lifetime.
The little guy ever beaten the big guy?
No, not really in my
you
lifetime.
You might see a little guy beat somebody in court. You know what I mean? Some of those great little victories happen in people's personal lives on small scales.
Yeah.
But on a big scale, have you ever seen the little guy beat the big guy?
Not really in my experience, no.
Okay. So there's hope. They give you that hope, right?
Yeah.
Bottom line is it's every fucking man for himself.
Yeah.
Realistically, take care of yourself. I mean, it's nice to think that we as humanity can rise up together and fight against the New World Order. And we will. We will. Will we win? Is the question.
Right.
That is the question. Eventually, there will be some sort of, I don't want to say revolt, revolution. I hate even using those words. But there will be some sort of uprising where the people get tired of this and the awakened people actually get to be more in ranks. And that has to happen. But the question is, will we win?
Yeah. I mean, in the alternative media.
will there be even a compromise?
See, like in the alternative media, everywhere you look, you know, the people that you like watching, David Icke, you know, Jesse Ventura, whatever, and then just the general attitude of sites like yours and all the rest of it, it seems like the attitude has always been, and I'm now questioning, is that just for the sake of positivity, the attitude that no matter how fucked things have gotten, you know, we could still wake up and wake the rest of the population up and whatever. And I don't know, there's always been that attitude that, like, no matter what, you know, good will always defeat evil in the end in one way or another. But I don't know.
Maybe in the end.
Yeah.
end.
What, like not in our lifetime.
No, we might see that. But what I'm saying is the end is the end. Do you know what I mean? And who is good? What is good and what is evil? You know what I mean? The World War II ended, and they said the good guys won, right?
Yeah.
But did the good guys really win? No, we know they didn't. The bad guys won. And because you know why? They're all fucking bad guys. You know who's the good guys? The people.
Yeah.
The people are the good guys. But if you're looking at someone in power or someone in government to be the good guy, like any fucking leader to be the good guy, you're barking up the wrong fucking tree.
Yeah.
The good guys are us.
Yeah.
Humanity is the good guys, okay? So, I mean, like you say, will the good guys win in the end? You don't even know. Let's say you believe, okay, that the prophecy is true, okay? And someday Jesus or God or the good aliens are going to come back down and save us, right? Save us for what? For their own purposes? To enslave us to them?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really read in the prophecy, it says that they will defeat Satan and his army. And then you will be under Jesus's rule for 1,000 years, right?
Yeah.
Well, who the fuck says that's any better? Why is there a lord of this planet? If you really get down to etymology and know what a lord is, okay? The lord is not God. The lord is not the creator. The lord is the ruler of the land, okay? So if you go into the Bible and read the different stories, some stories talk about God and some stories talk about the Lord, okay? So God is the guy in heaven. The Lord is the guy on earth. So what they're fighting for is Lord of the earth, right? Who is your Lord? Is your Lord Lucifer or is your Lord Jesus, right? Yeah. Why the fuck do we need any Lord?
Yeah.
And what is this shit, Lord of the Earth? Are we an independent planet? Then we're obviously not. Even these people, dumb people, even these religious people who are believing in the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, and even these Luciferians who are believing in the Lord, the Lord is Satan, the Lord, they're still bowing down to a greater entity that they think is greater than themselves, somebody who wants to rule over them.
Yeah.
Whether it be Jesus, whether it be Lucifer, whether it be Jehovah or whoever, they're looking for a ruler. Why the fuck do we need any ruler, a lord? And where does that all come from? It's obviously extraterrestrial bullshit.
Yeah.
Because there's not here on the planet. I don't see Jesus running around. And I don't see, I mean, Lucifer, I see his people, and I see Jesus' people. I don't see them.
Yeah.
So the Lord, the whole thing of the Lord of the planet, just to me, is just stupid. And it just shows you that we are under some other outside control.
Yeah.
That we aren't even seeing. We can't even see it. These people are worshiping and praying and doing all these things. The things they can't even see. People they can't even see. Entities and beings that they just read legends about.
Yeah, and you're right. It's all the same kind of theme, you know? Like, you know, again, I'm not shitting on religious people.
Shit on religious people. I want to have a live attitude.
Right, yeah. Believe what you want to believe. That's perfectly okay. But I'm just saying, if I take on the mindset of a religious person, I'm bowing down to some being, and in a sense, it's like I'm giving you my power, and in return, I want your guidance and your help. Well, isn't that the same type of thing when you kind of, when you like give all your, you give all your power to a politician,
the government,
and the government,
the teacher,
and
whoever.
Say, yeah. And you say, and then you save me. I'll abide by the fucking law. So cops, you please help me in fucking return, even though we're just going to beat the shit out of your people in the streets and everything.
Right.
It's like, you know, I surrender myself. I fucking give up my power. In return, you help me, whether it's some sort of spiritual guidance or it's let the government save the world after they've already fucked it.
Right, right, right. And we're always looking to outside help to save us, save us.
Where's the power within us?
That's what
us?
Got us in fucking trouble in the first place because we gave up our power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so the more people learn about their own personal power and the realist that, you know who the Lord is? The Lord is you.
Yeah.
You're the fucking Lord of your own life. You know, seriously. You rule your own life. And no matter what's going on around you, and there's a lot of bullshit going on around you, and you are stuck in a fucking matrix, and we are stuck in a prison-like system, you make the fucking best of it, and you create your own life.
Yeah.
And you figure it out, and you work ways around the system for as long as you fucking can.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now, basically.
Right, all right? So, but the problem is people aren't taught that way. It's unfortunate they almost have to awaken that on their own.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Unless their parents are very progressive and they teach them to be individuals and not fucking follow the like sheeps and think for themselves. But not a lot of people do that unless you're raised that way. I do notice the millennial generation is more that way.
Yeah.
More individualistic. More, you know what I mean? Which is good. Which is good. And they're the ones, that, and I include you in that are going to have to carry the torch, seriously.
Yeah.
But it's good. I do see that way of individuality thinking coming back a little bit.
Yeah.
Where the herd and the sheep mentality, although there is a whole faction of millennials that are sheeps and are following the fucking, whatever the media tells them to do, whatever the music says, you know, Taylor Swift, all this fucking crap.
Right.
You know, in the music business is another thing you got to look at if you want hints of to, you
absolutely.
Know. But, all right, so. We know the war's coming. It's just a matter of time. People, just sit back in your seats. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about my experience with the new security.
Yes, let me hear this, man. Okay.
So, I went down. I never go to motor vehicle unless I have to.
Yeah. Right?
So, I went down. I went to AAA, and they do your licenses for you, right? So, I go down there, and she says to me, you know, I give her my old license. And she says, do you want real ID or, and I said, real ID as opposed to what, fake ID? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, right.
I did. I said, what is this one, a fake ID? She wasn't amused, but I don't care. And she said, no, didn't you read this renewal? And I'm like, yeah, I read it. I said, I want the regular ID. I said, I didn't bring my birth certificate and my passport with me. I said, I don't want the real ID. I just want a regular old ID. She says, you know, you can't fly on planes after 2017 unless you have the real ID. Because the real ID has a chip in it.
Oh, my God.
I said, I know. I said, I don't care. I said, can you still use your passport on planes? She said, yes. I said, that's fine. I'll use my fucking passport when I fly. I don't need the goddamn real ID in my back pocket.
Fuck
with the
no.
chip following me around all the time, right?
Yeah.
At least my passport already has a chip. Doesn't matter. But my passport sits in a safe.
Yeah.
So it's not walking around with me all the time. So you could track it and you could find it in my safe. Big fucking deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'll use my passport when I want to travel. And even when I have to renew it, if they put the chip in it, it's still going to sit in my safe.
Yeah.
Or it's not going to be in my ass pocket walking around with me is what I'm trying to say. So I said, no, I don't want the real ID, blah, 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 blah. And I went through all that with her. And she kind of, you know, kind of recommended that I got it. And I was like, no, I don't want it. I don't have this stuff on me anyway. So I got it, and then she says, do you want to look at your picture? And I look at my picture, and there's two white crosses in my eyes, right? And I said, oh, the picture looks fine. What are those white crosses in my eyes? And she goes, oh, that's for facial recognition. And I said, so now you're telling me that my picture is now in the facial recognition database. And she goes, oh, yeah, everybody's is now, anybody who gets their license renewed. And I'm like, motherfucker. I got rid of the real ID, but they're throwing my picture in the fucking facial recognition database anyway. So this is what
I don't like this shit, man. This is the shit that gets me, the fucking microchip shit.
That's what they're heading towards. You watch the wake-up call. They're telling you. They said it. They did the real ID in there. They talked all about the real ID is step one to the microchip.
The microchip is step two after that?
Yeah, of course. Dude, it'll get to the point where they're going to microchip them at birth. I'm just hoping to the point that it gets to when they do the microchip, that they have an age limit cap on it. So I hope I'm too old for them to bother with me to microchip. Like, I gotta think. I got an 80-year-old mother, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they give a fuck?
No, I don't think
what
so.
What she's doing.
No.
Do you think they're going to chip her? Why, just to waste that chip is going to be in the grave 2 years from now? Do you know what
I mean? Yeah, I don't think so.
Do you know what I mean? I got to think they're going to set it at a certain age, if you're, you know what I mean? Or got to give a certain reason for you to get that microchip.
Yeah.
So there might be a way to get out of that for as long as possible. But yeah, but the real ID thing is they're not going to let you go on planes with it in 2017. You got a fucking year until they put that into effect.
I mean, I know what the agenda is. I know what they've been trying to do for so many years now. But to me, I'm sorry. I still look at, like you said, we have this real ID. Before that, we have cell phones that fucking can track you. I mean, everything, there's fucking surveillance everywhere. I really would have thought that this would have been enough. I mean, you could still track people and find them through their fucking cell phones. And these kids don't fucking give a shit. They don't read the fucking information that they need to read before they accept an app that fucking looks into everything that they have. I really thought that would have been enough, especially with fucking who leaves the house, who doesn't have their fucking cell phone glued to their hand.
My phone my phone is anonymous, okay? It's not in my name whatsoever.
Yeah.
But yet, it still tells me, without me asking it, this is fucking Google, of course, how long it's going to take me to get to work.
Yeah.
Well, how the fuck does it know where I, did I put in there, this is where I work, and this is where I live?
Like automatic.
Tell me how I get there, how long it's going to take me to get there. No, it's automatic. I didn't ask it to do that. And it tells me all these other fucking little things that I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't ask it to do.
So I really would have thought in a manner.
It doesn't know my name. It's not saying Joseph Peterson is going here, but it's telling. So, I mean, it's all tracked.
Right, but I really would have thought in a manner of subtlety, the way that, you know, your Facebook is tracked and the way that our phones are tracked, I really thought that would have been enough of a tracking device that we didn't, that we really didn't need the fucking cell phone.
Not everyone has a phone.
No, but like.
Not do you. You don't have a trackable phone, do you?
I hope it's not trackable. I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah.
I only got one because I had to. You know, I didn't want one. But yeah, you don't have a trackable phone. Some people still have the analogs.
Yeah. I can't do Periscope on this either.
They know. They need. So you see, it's. They know people need IDs. Because soon you're not going to be able to walk the street without an ID, Kevin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether it's a license or just a state ID, you're going to need an ID. That's going to be law, you know. So that's the first step. They know people always have to carry around an ID, so they put the chip in the ID. I mean, if you got credit cards, your credit cards are chipped.
Yeah.
But that's for different reasons.
Yeah.
You know, that's not to track you. That's to track your purchases, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and shit like that. But yeah, no, this is real. This is the real deal, dude. People got to realize what we're living in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the problem is they make people think it's normal. It's okay. You know,
it's for convenience sake.
Convenience, security sake, you know what I mean? All that kind of crap. But so, you know, it's everything we've been talking about, everything I've been talking about for the last 5 years is coming to a culmination now.
Yeah.
You see what happened in Colorado here, another shooting.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling that domestic terrorism. They're calling it extremism. I guarantee you they're going to say the guy got radicalized by some fucking InfoWars or some. Like they've already said, a few of these people used to read InfoWars. How long is it before Truth to Scare gets banned? You know?
As like a bad influence? Like
yeah.
We're fucking,
extremism.
Man. Well, I'll save all the podcasts.
Yeah, well, nobody says we can't talk on podcasts. Why the hell do you think I started this? I knew sooner or later the site, they would go after it. They've hit me once already. Twice, actually, they hit me.
What was it for?
Once early. They just, for what? For what I do. Hit me, meaning they shut me down. They did those attacks.
Was it like under the confines of copyright or some other excuse?
One time was copyright, and then the other time was just not, was over the summer. I lost the site for, I think it was 3 days, and they couldn't explain to me why. And they said only a limited amount of sites got affected by this.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know what they were throwing shit. You know, who knows? But I did, and I didn't want to ask my provider. What were the topics of the other sites that got? You know what I mean? Because I didn't want to draw any attention to myself. But yeah, that happened over the summer. I don't know if there are people who follow the site, but it was down for like 3 fucking days because there was some error that they couldn't figure out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. But I mean, obviously, I have a smaller following than those guys. I try to keep it small. You know what I mean? I'm hoping just the people that the 50,000, 60,000 people we have on Facebook. whatever, will go spread it out themselves.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't really want to be a big star like David Icke or Alex Jones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like to do my thing under the radar a little bit because I want to get under the radar eventually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And get off the grid. And I will continue to do this for as long as it's needed. You know what I mean? And I'll move wherever I move to. I'll do it mobile.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's the beauty of having a website and having a podcast. You can do it from wherever. You know, but I'm, you know, and obviously it's going to take money, finances. But, yeah, I'm going to stick with this fight for as long, you know. If they shut me down, I'll continue to do the podcast. I'll find another way to do it.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, if I can't get out there and actually, you know, do, you know, get out there and actually fight, I can do something as a journalist.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's it. I'm a trained journalist. This is what I'm doing. But, you know, I just, you know, anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah. In light of all the fucking terror.
Get ready. Just get ready. Get prepared. Like I said, don't worry about it. Treat it like you're watching a movie, depending on where you live. Look, if you live in a major city, you know, just be aware. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, like, but you they are getting ready for war. It's part of the agenda. You can see it if you're smart. So, you know, buckle up. Buckle up. We're in for the ride. Next, coming up is the big holiday of the year. The consumer holiday now. You know, oh, God, Black Friday. Do you see some of the great videos
out there?
Fucking
insane, man.
Insane.
Some people, like, grabbing boxes of shit out of little kids' hands.
Literally, you saw the,
like,
little kid one, right? Oh, my God. These people are morons.
Shit.
I love it.
I don't need anything that bad.
I don't need anything that bad either.
I can't think of one thing. And, yo, I need studio equipment. I need fucking books. I need shit. But, like, I can't think of anything I would, like, want to go fuck somebody up for.
Yeah, steal from a little kid,
and you look at some of the people doing this shit, it's for, like, half off on a fucking blender. Like, big fucking deal. Are you insane?
Rice cooker. It's funny. A fucking rice cooker she took out of the pork.
That's what it was?
Yeah, rice cooker.
Oh, yo, at least make it something like a
And then I saw, like, a Walmart employee pulling a lady's fucking hair and punching her in the face.
Oh,
it was great.
Shit.
I'll tell you what, if I was a Walmart employee, I would let them give me a taser. I would ask for a fucking taser, right?
Yeah.
Get the fuck. You want to start trouble? Mine starts. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I would have had an extra security. Oh, yeah. Jesus. These people are just like, But see, this is what the New World Order says. Look at humanity. It needs to be ruled. Do you know what I mean? But they don't realize they created it.
They created this fucking hysteria.
Yeah. They created this society.
Yeah.
They created it.
They created this mindset. They created the way we go about our lives.
Everything.
Everything.
Purposely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's so we got
to
get them in line.
Now it's time to push the
button. Fucks, you did this.
Yeah, you did this.
You know? It's like when you raise a kid badly, he turns out to be a fucking nut job, and you're like, oh, we got to do something about this. Like, who the fuck raised him? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck did this?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. And with that, this is how we've been raised.
Yeah, really.
It's only when it gets... That's it. Sure, sorry. This is how we've been raised. Truthisscary.com. Check us out. Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Blog Talk Radio, the TIS Network. Please support us. Send us money. Anything. We will see you next time. Maybe it'll be Wednesday. Maybe it'll be Saturday. Lately, we've been jumping around the map, but...
We'll make it happen.
Anyway, check out the replays. We'll talk to you soon. TIS, Truth is Scary, Red Pill. Peace.